Good afternoon, everyone, and praise the Lord. Good to be with you again. We're going to continue with our fourth song today, which is largely Isaiah chapter 53. Mbavakata. Anyone know that? Mbavakata? All right. I must be in tongues. Why don't we turn in our notes, please? Those of you who have the notes and those of you who would like to follow with the notes, we were beginning on page 6. We'll pick up some thoughts on page 6. This is a very, very important section as we come to the fourth song known as Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53 is the conclusion of a theme that's been raised here by the Lord through Isaiah, commonly known by Bible scholars as the four servant songs or four servant poems. And there is a lot of material in page 6, 7, and 8. That will keep us going till midnight. So we're going to have a look at the servant's identity and the servant's ministry today. We have seen in the previous songs that there has been a progression of the presentation of the servant of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah. We see the servant of Yahweh, the servant of the Lord coming, and he is humble. That's in chapter 42. Then the second presentation to us is in chapter 49, and then we see that humble servant rejected. Then we come to chapter 50, we see that same servant as he served at his first coming, that he is persecuted. And now we come to the climax of it all, where the persecution leads to arrest, death, the grave, and finally resurrection power. And a reward for all who have stood with him. And I love that concluding part in Isaiah 53:10-12. First of all, we'll have a reading. Now I'm going to read from a Bible you don't have. I'm going to read, those of you who have been with us for the studies, you will know what this here is, the Dead Sea Scrolls Bible, translated from the Dead Sea Scrolls manuscripts themselves, 200 years B.C. The Bibles you are reading from are manuscripts that are 1000 A.D. What we are going to read here is directly from the great Isaiah scroll, which is on display downstairs. If you want to roll it out, it's 7 meters or 21 feet. The great Isaiah scroll found at the Qumran community. Now, our dear brother Randall Price spends a bit of time there. I think he is getting ready to excavate Cave 52 or Cave 53 at the moment. Randall Price is our Indiana Jones, you know. He goes around digging and all that sort of thing, yeah. So he's done his own excavating work and so on. Incidentally, get on to his encyclopedia of Bible archaeology. It has just come out and it's available. Randall Price. He hasn't come over here very, he's too busy actually doing excavation work, and he has now gone to Israel 102 times on his work of archaeology. So, and he's a wonderful brother in the Lord. When he was down here, my wife and I spent a day with Randall and his lovely wife, Beverly. And at that time, we used to take them out for a meal in the city and then go across to Manly, take them across our beautiful harbour and back again. And as we were leaving Circular Quay and going across the harbour, we were just standing outside on the ferry, and the eastern suburbs were coming up, and I said, "Look, Randall, you see that? That's a headland there. That's the eastern suburbs, and that's where most of the Jewish people are congregated, in the big city, Bondi, and so on. So that's where we do some work. We do letterbox drops. Sometimes we have a table in the main street in Bondi, which Brother David has been doing in the past, and Beverly and others, and having a witness to the Jewish people. And he just looked there, and he stood there, and he said, "I'll pray for that area. I'll pray for that area." And that touched me. So he's a man of prayer, a man of burden, realizing how we have to reach Israel, Jew and Gentile, for Christ. He's a lovely brother, lovely brother. Now I'm going to read from the Dead Sea Scrolls Bible. This is straight now from the great Isaiah scroll of 200 BC. And I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 52:12. Let me find that first. Isaiah 52:13, I'm sorry. To 53:12. I keep getting those references mixed up. Now you'll see that there's a break. It starts with verse 13. It starts off, well, you read it out to me, please. How does verse 13 start off? "Behold my servant." Have you heard those words before? Yes, we looked at it in the very first song, Isaiah 42. Now we're coming back to that again. "Behold," or "look intently," and so on. Now, there's a bit of a puzzle here. Do you have any questions? When you get to heaven, do you have any questions lined up? I have one. The first one, if anyone can help me, why in the King James Version is there Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit? Can anyone help me here? Why is there the expression Holy Ghost in the King James Version and Holy Spirit? Same words in the Greek. I can't work it out. Haven't found anybody that's able to help me, so I'm going to have to leave it until I get to heaven. Yeah. And another one is, why did the brother, divide off verse 15 of chapter 52, divide it off and start a chapter in 53:1? Everyone's puzzled about it. Because the servant song doesn't start with Isaiah 53:1. It starts off with 52:13. Alright? So that's something that I'm going to ask, yes. I don't know the brother's name who divided chapters off, but it happened in the 1200s AD. And the verses came in about in the 1500s AD, yes. So I'm going to read now, please. And you compare how close they are and how faithful has been the copying and the testimony of the Jewish people. Yes, to them were committed the oracles of God, and they have done a good job. The only problem is they thought that this was their salvation, of having it, of possessing it. That's the problem. They did not believe it or submit themselves to it. Rabbi Saul of Tarsus, they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God, but have gone about establishing their own righteousness. True? That's the Bible. The Apostle Paul wrote that. They have not submitted to the righteousness of God, but have trusted their own righteousness. That's the problem with the Jewish people, and with Gentiles, of course. It's prolific amongst the Gentiles. It's prolific amongst Christendom, going about establishing their own righteousness and not submitting. Submitting. submitting in repentance before God.